Now it does. Okay, this is the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Study Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is an interview with Jacqueline G. Ung, taking place on January 8, 1981, at her residence. Hey, Jacqueline, let me start by asking you some family background information. Where are your parents from?
Canton, China, both of them.
Both of them, uh-huh. Right from the city?
Right from the city.
Uh-huh.
As far as I can determine, this is what they told me.
Okay.
And this is just about all the, you know, we don't have anything written in
mm-hmm.
as far as documenting it, but it's just word of mouth from
mm-hmm.
my parents, too.
And when did they come to the United States?
Let's see. My mother was 3 years old. She was born in 1898, so that meant she was here in 1901 in San Francisco. And my father came over a little later as the exact date, I don't know, but I think he was somewhere in his 20s.
Did your father come over alone first?
No, my mother with her family, because she was just three, and they settled in San Francisco.
Oh, so that's right. They married after they, they got
uh-huh.
here. Yeah. Uh-huh. Did your father's father come, or?
This I don't know.
Uh-huh. Okay, so where did your father first land?
In San Francisco.
What did he do when he first came?
Well, he worked for a Chinese grocery store in San Francisco. After he married, they settled in Fresno and he opened up a little grocery store of his own.
Mm-hmm. Did he remain in the grocery store?
Grocery business until he came to Los Angeles, and then he worked for, then he was not in business for himself, but he worked as a butcher for another Chinese grocery store.
When did he come to Los Angeles?
Let me see. We were,
How old were you?
Four.
Four. Mm-hmm. How many other brothers and sisters do you have?
I have two brothers, one older and one younger.
Uh-huh. And what are their names?
George G. Jr. and Randolph G.
Uh-huh. Are they in this area?
One lives in South Pasadena and the other in Laurel Canyon. So they're all in Southern California.
Mm-hmm. What brought your father to L.A. in 1921?
I really don't know. I feel it might have been the Depression, and he had to give up his business and thought it would be more, be able to support a family by working for someone rather than being in business himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he worked for a butcher?
In the Chinese market.
In the Chinese market. Right. Did he do that during the whole time he was in L.A.?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess in the 30s, maybe 33 or 34 when it got, the Depression really hit everybody, then mm-hmm. he was out of work.
Uh-huh. So what did he do?
Well, we were supported by the county,
mm-hmm.
as many mm-hmm. Chinese were in the Depression time.
Mm-hmm.
And,
did your mother work?
No.
Was Chinese spoken at home?
Yes, when my father was alive. He did believe that the family should speak Chinese at home and English in school. But after he passed away, my mother spoke very good English, so, and she didn't carry on the tradition.
Uh-huh. Was it Sanya or Seiya?
Sanya.
Sanya. Uh-huh. That's surprising that your mother didn't, especially since she came from China.
I know. But I just felt she wanted to accomplish, you know, be speak English real well, so
mm-hmm.
she would not speak Chinese.
Mm-hmm. So was there conflict between your mother and father and the children as far as language spoken at home?
Not really, because, you know, we followed what my dad said at the time he was alive.
Yeah.
And she was, well, he passed away when we were quite young, so.
Mm-hmm.
And we all spoke English.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents send you to Chinese school?
We attempted maybe about 6 months or a year.
Uh-huh. And then
it used to be on Adams, you know, and it was quite a large Chinese community at that time, because we had the Chinese Presbyterian Church there, and the
mm-hmm.
Chinese school right on Adams.
Mm-hmm. And why did you stop going after 6 months to a year?
We weren't learning anything. You know, they felt that they were wasting their money. There was, in the Chinese school, it's not like Japanese school, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
They played around an awful lot. I don't know whether they learned, I can't remember whether they learned Chinese or not.
But I was told the teachers were very strict.
They were, to a certain extent, but you know, they can't discipline and teach at the same time. And I think this was, they were trying to be strict, you know. But
mm-hmm.
evidently I was in with a class of children that were very mischievous.
Mm-hmm.
And they distracted us a lot. Of course, we enjoyed it wholeheartedly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we really weren't serious about it.
Your brothers went too?
No, just my sister. Oh, my older brother. No, I was only in it for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did it cost anything to go to Chinese school?
It did. Well, you had to supply your books and your... whether the tuition was very high or not.
Uh-huh. So you really didn't enjoy going or get anything out of it?
No, I don't really get out of it.
Yeah. And your parents didn't force you then?
No, this is, I think if you're supported at home to really do your studies, you may have taken it a little more seriously.
Mm-hmm. Where were you born?
Oakland.
1925. Okay. Where did you go to school?
Well, we were in Los Angeles by the time I was four, so I went to 28th Street School.
Mm-hmm.
And that down by San Pedro and 20th. I don't know if the school came
first.
I went to school there. And then junior high school was John Adams, which was on Union and 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And then Polytechnic.
Mm-hmm. When did you graduate from Polytechnic?
When? 1943.
Uh-huh. What did you do after you graduated from Polytechnic?
I worked as a junior typist for Bethlehem Steel. It was just during the war, Second World War again.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked out at Twin Isles, out at Twin Isles. For about a year, and I went to school to take up chemistry and decided to go into nursing.
Mm-hmm. You went to nursing school?
I went under the cadet program the government was offering at that time, a food program, and we trained at county with city college instructors coming to the county.
So you trained to be a nurse, and then when did you?
I graduated in 1947.
Uh-huh.
And I took my state boards, and I'm a registered nurse now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I worked a while in the nurse family.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't work for
them. How many children do you have?
Three.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They're all grown
up.
From home.
Uh-huh. Okay. When you work for Bethlehem Steel, were there many Chinese women working there?
Yes, there were quite a few of us. At that time, it was Bernice Sufi, and Alice Kwan,
That was in about 43, huh? You said.
Well, I went into training when I was 43.
You graduated in 43.
I graduated in 43, so it was between 43 and 44 that we worked for Bethlehem Institute.
Right. Do you remember roughly what the wages were that time?
I really don't remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe about 50 a week or something?
I don't think it was that. Yeah, at most.
Yeah.
I don't even think it was that much.
Yeah.
Maybe closer to 40 a week,
mm-hmm.
I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking when I graduated from nursing school, even at that time, as a graduate nurse before state board, I only made $180 a month.
As a nurse?
As a nurse. This is a graduate nurse before taking state boards.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, after taking state boards, it did go up a little, you know,
mm-hmm.
a little.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
still low considering
yeah.
that we put in you know, 3 years of study.
Mm-hmm. Did you work while you were a student at all, when you were junior high school or high school?
Yes, down at China City, as a member of old booth, just selling artifacts, or not artifacts, but small novelties.
Mm-hmm.
And then also as a waitress.
Mm-hmm. Where as a waitress?
In China City.
China City. Uh-huh. When did you get married?
1947.
Uh-huh. And your husband's name?
Richard.
Uh-huh. What does he do?
He's an artist.
What kind of an artist?
He does layout for cartoons.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And your children are doing what now?
I have two that teach, and one is now on street.
Uh-huh. when you were young, did you associate mostly with Chinese or non-Chinese?
Our community was Chinese, white, Spanish, Mexican descent. It was a mixed neighborhood with a sprinkle of blacks. I would say with both white and Chinese. Because the neighbors on the one side were Chinese and on the other were white, and we just, you know, socialized mostly with two neighbors.
How about your parents? This was a mixed neighborhood.
Well, our parents mostly Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, all their friends were Chinese.
Uh-huh. So, did you used English mostly?
Yeah.
Even with Chinese people?
No, I definitely speak old Chinese now, and with the Chinese people, we spoke Chinese, but
uh-huh.
at home, my mom spoke mostly English.
Uh-huh. Did you feel more Chinese or American?
You know, until this interview, I don't think they gave it much thought, because I have never had any problem. I don't remember any problems anyway. I mean, when we went to elementary school, I think whether you were Chinese or Mexican or Japanese, there was always a little bit of ridicule, but you know, you were able to handle it for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't affect me that much. I was able to, you know, it didn't bother me that much if someone, you know, called me Chinese a name that was not a proper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I would,
so I guess you felt very comfortable being an American too, and also comfortable being Chinese.
Chinese.
Yeah. Did your ever feel sorry for being Chinese?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Did you ever have any disagreements with your parents about being Chinese or American, or doing things in a Chinese way or an American way?
I can't remember any disagreements we had. We celebrated the Chinese holidays, and we celebrated American holidays. So.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was very liberal as far as American women, you know. She always encouraged us to learn the American way as much as possible, since we were living in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And, she felt it would be to our benefit too. You know.
Plus, you said your mother came
when she was very young.
When she was three. How old was your father?
I think he was in his 20s. I'm not real sure about that. As I said, I don't even remember his exact birthday because of coming over with papers and being very secretive as far as this part of our history or our was concerned, our family was concerned.
Mm-hmm. When did your parents pass away?
My father passed away in 1939,
mm-hmm.
and my mother in 1969.
Uh-huh.
So she was widowed for a long time.
For a long time. Then did she work?
She had a little grocery. We pooled, when she became a widow, we pooled our little bit of resources we had. She had a little grocery store down near Central Avenue, and she supported us that way.
What was the name of the grocery store?
Lucky Market.
This mm-hmm.
is a really small one.
Mm-hmm. So did you and your brothers have to help her out with the family
school.
Business?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
It was very tiny. It was just a very small market.
Uh-huh.
And it was local meats and a small amount of produce and canned goods.
Let me go back to questions I was asking you on whether you felt Chinese or American or sorry for being Chinese or whether you had disagreements with your family over being Chinese or American. Do you think you were typical of most Chinese Americans in your responses to these questions?
I think so. Because the people that I associated with didn't have any problems either. You know, like Bernice Subu and Alice Kwan. I don't think they had any problems either.
Mm-hmm.
And their family structure was quite similar to mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Are Bernice Subu and Alice Kwan still in the LA area?
Bernice Subu, now Bernice Kwan, lives in Sherman Oaks, and Alice is in Barstow.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did your parents use Chinese medicine?
One or two things.
Do you remember what those things were?
One for bruises, Ti Da Jiang.
Right.
It was just that silver. In fact, we split the herbs up, and all of our, me and my brothers and I, both have a little of it, and we keep it around.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know whether you would say herbs, but like a lot of lirong, yeah, cooling things, like soups,
uh-huh.
and that would cook a lot. And,
uh-huh. Did they ever go to Chinese doctors or take
herbalists?
You to Chinese
no.
herbalists?
No, we always went to the American doctors.
It seems as if your parents used herbs for cooking, mainly besides
yeah.
this other...
Yeah, for the bruises, for rubbing.
Uh-huh. And that's been passed on to you. You use
mm-hmm.
herbs for cooking, too.
Yes, I cook quite a few Chinese dishes. I guess the only one we usually use a lot of is like the dumbbell gumdrop soups for
any of that been passed on to your children?
No, well, I've tried.
Uh-huh.
But now they don't, they haven't acquired a taste for it. But all the other Chinese foods they have, but not any of the different tasting ones, like, you know, the soups or the beers. They have not acquired a taste. I tried, you know, when they were very young to start them in.
Some of them are good.
I know.
I think were told that it's medicine or something.
But I think they taste good, you know, but yeah. they say it tastes funny. I can never get into it.
Uh-huh. What kinds of things did you do for recreation?
Now, at what age would you think? You mean as a teenager or a...
teenager or even younger?
Well, younger, we did, you know, mostly, when I was very young, I skated a lot, did jump rope, hopscotch, and you know, I don't know what children do too much nowadays.
Roller skating?
Uh-huh. Oh, could they've come back to roller skating now, but they're
right.
Much fancier.
Uh-huh.
And as a teenager, I dated, and we had a lot of social dancing at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So we attended quite a few dances. And different kids would have socials maybe on Friday nights in their home. We'd have potluck dinners. And we put on records and dance.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly what we did as far as social.
Mm-hmm. Did you meet your husband at one of these dances?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Is your husband's family also from L.A.?
Yeah.
He was born here? And
he was born in Anaheim.
Anaheim. Uh-huh. How about his parents?
His parents were born, I think they were in Los Angeles area too. I've never heard them speak of any other place except in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. When did you get married?
In 1947.
Okay. Getting back to recreation, did you do any Chinese things? Go to see Chinese movies, mm-hmm. operas, listen to Chinese music, play mahjong?
My parents played a lot of mahjong.
Uh-huh.
And I guess we did after we got married.
Uh-huh.
But before marriage, no. Chinese movies, I think my folks took me once. But I didn't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And the formal language is quite different from what you use at home.
Right.
So it was very hard to understand. And the music, I did not like the music.
Uh-huh. So you think your activities and your recreation were more Western than Chinese? Okay. Did your parents write to relatives and friends in China? Did they send money back to these people?
Because my mother's parents were here, so I don't think she had any as far as other relatives.
Your mother's parents were here?
Her father was a minister, and her mother taught Chinese in her home.
Mm-hmm.
So she would have Chinese classes and taught children in her home.
Mm-hmm. Well, did they stay in San Francisco?
Yes.
Okay. Did your parents, or did you join any of the family associations in Chinatown?
No.
Do you have any feelings about that?
I really haven't given it that much thought. I think so. I don't know how much good they've done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what their activities are, and I really don't know
mm-hmm.
what the associations do aside that. From being, you know, a G association or a Wong,
right.
Which is the largest association.
Mm-hmm.
But what do they do for the Chinese people? I don't think I've ever really investigated it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever know of any other people who belong to these associations?
My husband's family is very active in those things. Mei Wong, I'm sure, was very active in the Wong Association. Our husband, Thomas Wong, was in his line. And Eugene Neer was at one time president of the Chinatown Association, Los Angeles Chinatown Association.
Mm-hmm.
So his family is very active as far as Chinese communities concerned.
Mm-hmm. Which were the most important families in LA before the war? Chinese families that would stick out in your mind for one reason or another?
Well, Barbara Jean Wong's family, because I guess she was on stage at that time and everyone knew her. They seemed to be a very prominent family. And then just before the war, during the war, Peter Su Hu, their family, he was very active in Chinatown, tried to build up the community there. And that was before there was a Chinese city in Chinatown actually formed. And he worked very hard at that time. And I remember his name because we always thought, well, it'd be really nice to have a Chinatown. We felt that much Chinese anyway, but we some place that would say, well, the Chinese, built, and this is where the markets would be, and the families would settle.
Okay, any other families or people?
No, I think those were the two. The Sulus and the Yangs, I think, were the most. I don't know really, you know, just in my mind it was the thing that you get this response from other people.
Okay. What kinds of jobs were most Chinese engaged in before the war?
That generation believed in being business for themselves. The people that we associated with, or my mother associated with, mostly they had their own little grocery stores most of them. In fact, our closest friend would have a little have a vegetable food truck that made his living from and raised his family from that. But it was always in business for themselves, one way or another.
What other kinds of businesses?
Markets, I guess mostly markets, grocery stores.
Okay. What was an average income before the war? Let's go back to the same question, but
before it must be, I think we made $140 a month, a family of four or five, I would say. Was about the average.
Okay. How did that compare with other expenses?
Now how do you?
Well, if you, the average was about 140 a month. How much of that would have gone for rent, food, medical, other things? And would there be any money left over to save?
Well, in our instance, there was not many saved. I think it was just enough to cover expenses. And in those days, very few of us owned our own home. Everyone there was real. And the people that we were in were all rent. And I guess rent at that time was $30, $35 a month. So maybe a 2 to 3 bedroom home.
Okay. What little money there was to save, perhaps if there was any, did people put that money in savings banks or keep the cash at home or?
Well, my mother, whatever little she had, would put it in the bank. She believed in the bank, and saving it at home.
Mm-hmm.
What little interest she could accumulate was good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear of many people who gambled?
No. When you say gamble, you mean like going to Las Vegas or the horses or the...
That or playing mahjong. You know.
Well, they play a lot of mahjong.
For money.
But very minimal. And it was more of a social one enough to make it interesting. It wasn't like going down a lot of places for a while in Chinatown, you would go and gamble, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a social thing, you know, it was more like that.
Was it more men or women who
went?